Begin the current daf, Mesephtis Yuma, daf Yadal, to begin Amid Alf, begin to taste the Masla, begin with the Gemara, Lamaza, Umaznan of Tar, regarding the one that's spraying and the one that's being sprayed on is Tar, but Benegea Tame, but interestingly, the one who touches these Paradema waters is going to be Tame, which tastes his tame to wonder. Mazna love, it actually practically doesn't work out. Because the one that you spray on in a tar, it actually does not become tar. Achi yitful until he gets also the tefillah. And v'yav shimshe, and then he has sundown. Then yitar, then he's going to be tar. So wait a second. If that's the case, that's the same thing. Someone who touches it also has to tell and have harav shemesh. Femkein, if that's the case, lamai haven't again, tamei tfei mazan love. What's this paradox that we're saying that the one who touches more tamei than the one who's being sprayed on, they actually have both have the same halacha. They both require tefillah and harav shemesh. That's what it says, but something you could say is dachikam. And this is what we're saying. Mazna love, the one that we're spraying on, hazah gerimus leitahara. The spraying of these waters caused him to be tar, because without it, he would be tamei for a week. Forever. But the one who touched it, the purification waters actually caused him tamei. So you're right, they both require the same things, but they're coming from different directions. And therefore, that is a paradox. Another part you could say is mazan lav tar. This is what we're saying, the one you spray on is tar. It's not a tummy person that you're spraying. Hainu tar shenafel lav hazah. Talking about the tar person that the water fell on him. Tavatar legamri, that according to Abana, who disagrees with Kiva, is going to be totally tar. That's just saying that the mazan lav are going to be tar, but the one who touches is going to be tummy. The next test begins with the Gemara. My maza, what does it mean? Maza, the one who sprays it. Doesn't mean who sprays it. It means nice. That's what we say that the maz becomes tummy, it means the one who's actually carrying it. And that says, please maintain, begin to say, just have to take a second look. He says, wait a second. It sounds so obvious to the Gemara that the one who sprays is going to be tar. And just we're discussing regarding what exactly does the term mean when it means the maz. Does it mean touching? Does it mean carrying? So he says, I'm not letting the Gemara, let me ask a crumb. Where did the Gemara, where's the old tradition get this from? That to uproot a pasuk from its simple understanding, limit to say the mazat tar lord says the one who sprays it. No, the one who sprays actually mitar. Mazat the cry, and I say the one who sprays of the pasuk, it means the one who carries it. Ima mazat mamish, maybe it means literally the one who sprays it. That says Tesis, what you can say is number sibi. He's our term in the fact that says that the tar person sprays amad hamazat tar. Obviously, we say the one who's spraying is tar because he's called tar. So obviously, it doesn't mean the one who's spraying. Now, Bavagav the Shimon, although from those words actually expound something else, that when we say that he's hot tar, tar means machalash, we're telling that he's tar in the basic minimum, but on some level he's talmi, which liman altmo yam shu kashu bapar, which actually lets the source, the Gemara tells later in the Gimel base, that altmo yam is kashu to do the hazal by para. We could say, okay, both are learned that from there. But upon him, it is called tar, and therefore, that's why we knew that the maz is going to be tar, and then it must mean again either the one who touches or the one who carries it. Tanakh says Mazda begins with the Gemara Elamai Mazda. What does it mean, the one who sprays it? It means nice, the one who carries it. And Bahakamashwan, and this is what the Pasuk is coming to teach us. The Adadari Kesherazah, that you're not going to become Tameh until you carry the mount. That's what it says in the Lashon of Mazeh, the one that even though Tomah carrying, that he's not Tameh until he carries the mount of how much you need for the spraying. Now, since this is Tamil, it's a wonder to me. Imkin, if that's the case, that is only Tommy if he carries the mount of Hazar, Samaitam, Hadabemi, my Dama, my Mazin, Nagis. Now, why is the Gemara had to retract when it originally had proposed to say that who's the Mazin is the one that touches it? Imishim de Kashla, Imish, because like the Gemara asked, Waksim Nagaya, Waksim Mazin. What do you mean? It already says Nagaya. So, why would you need another time to say Mazin? But moreover, the Gemara asked Mazin, but Kibos, the one who sprays the toys, telling us he has to wash his garments, Nagila, but Kibos, the one who touches it, doesn't have to wash his garments. What do you mean? Both of those questions are not difficult based on what we're saying right now. Lame should say, how the cause of Nagaya, the cause of Kibos, this that it says already once that about touching. And it doesn't say that you have to wash the garments. That's when you touch it, and it didn't have the amount of necessary for spraying. Well, Mazin, the Bayi Kibos, and this that we say that with the one that it says in the pasuk about spraying and that you have to wash the garments, and the kinaga kishar hazah, that's if you touch it, the mouth of hazah. So therefore, maybe it could be talking about negeya and not about carrying it. And that's the about inlet tats, don't answer, oh, the mishamachi lo mikmin lay, the reason why we couldn't explain that the verse that talks about mazi, that you have to wash the garments, is talking about binegeya, talking about that touching in the Shivaza. Okay, the Barshlag we explained is no, you couldn't say that. Why? Because touching doesn't require washing the garments, because even when you touch the amount of hazah, how do I know this says places? That says in the Pasuk, the one who touches the need of the purification waters will become tamei. But like kasabe kibus, and doesn't say anything about washing the garments, as Tais explains, because of meha nida mashma ma'amadrim lahazis. That's what nida is from that term of throwing. That's water that's fit to be sprayed. Meaning sheishpim kashir, because it has the amount of the shear. So you see that touching does not require washing the garments, even when it touches the amount of a shear. That says no, that cannot be your answer, because davadi lesa, that's not true. Because the man nida le mashma achi, those words may nida does not mean that. Because the ilatemach, we don't say like we're refuting the imkinki parach. Then when the Gemara had asked, then if it means carrying, then why are you saying mazi? Benichtem leisi say carrying. So my kamashani, what does the Gemara answer? Oh, hakamashman, this is what I'm coming to teach you. We have to say in the terminology of mazi to tell you adidur kisharaz until you carry the amount of how much you need for spraying. It's still difficult because lichtem it should just say without changing the word, it's describing what it is, which is carrying, not spraying. So how would I know it's the amount of hazah? I'll tell you simply, say in the terminology, whoever carries, may need a, should have to wash his garments. Because like you're saying, the man need a mask, which is the amount of spraying. Obviously, that doesn't, because then why would you change the wording of nice and call it mazah when you could say it another way by keeping nice, by using the terminology of may need a. Boyd Morva says, Taisis, ime ha need a mashma, dafka shishpring gede hazah, if it's really true, like you would want to say, the man need a, sounds specifically that it has the amount of how much you need to spray. If that's the case, then if it doesn't have the amount of that to spray, then it should not contaminate at all. Because the Torah says, and says that that's not true. Because the Bereshit Masechet Skel Mashma in the beginning of Masechet Skel Mashma, it sounds like the Metama B'maga, it does contaminate by touch. It's not awesome like the Mishnah teacher, but the Avas HaTumas, what's the primary categories of Tumas, HaSheretz, V'chulu, and until where it says, Umeha Nida, and the purification waters of the Paraduma ashes, she'em behem kidei azoy, that does not have the amount of that you need to spray. Harei lemetamen other mekel mamagid, contaminates a person and vessels by just touch. And be'emetamen masa, just does not contaminate the masa, which requires the shear. So again, obviously, me'anidah does not mean this. So we're back to the question. So why couldn't you say that both psukim talking about touching, one that had kidei azoy and one that didn't? And me'anidah don't answer, oh, dachikama. This is what the Gemara means. You're right. It's a good question. And actually, my mazi noise, what does the Gemara mean when it says, oh, what does mazi mean? It means the one that carries. It means af noise means also the one who carries it. But the truth is, yes, if you have b'maga to share azor, then also that's included in the pasuk of mazi of to require kibbutz bugadim. And the reason why is because the shkul in him, yeah, because touching and carrying are equivalent. Because v'haim and naim afkis, which one are you going to include from the terminology of mazi, which means the shir of azor? So it says you can't say that. Because if that's the case, then my part, what is the Gemara ask? But like I said, that, oh, why are you writing mazi? Just write the appropriate word, which is about carrying. What do you mean? Lashon the Gemara can easily answer it. Yeah, because nice, we're talking about carrying. Have been a dafka b'masa, but my God, we think that it means only carrying and not touching. Lachi kasa mazi, therefore we have to say mazi, dashto stavai, that now both of them are included. Obviously, no, it means only nice and not maga. The wording doesn't sound like that. It's coming to tell you noisy and noigeya. Because the comment, the Gemara says, adidur kishir azah, until you carry the amount of azah. But the comment doesn't say, adidur kishir azah, until you touch the amount of azah. Leini kibis begon regarding the locha of touch of washing the garments. Obviously, we're only talking about noisy, and that's what the question was. So then why are you saying it's specifically regarding carrying? Maybe it's talking about the touching. And again, one is for touching the shir azah, one's for touching less than that. So says nearly it seems to me the lahachilo ukma b'magalin kibus. I'll tell you why we couldn't explain the pasuk of spraying that it really means touching and regarding the obligation of now to upgrade the tumma of having to wash the garments, because the imkanim, that would be the case. Have a mashma b'magalin and kibus, that would sound like okay regarding touching you would have to wash the garments ubemasa tar garment, and then regarding carrying which you don't have a pasuk you'd be totally tar. We don't find anywhere to have a tumma that only contaminates by touching regarding washing the garments, and that to carry it you'd be tar, and therefore it cannot be referring to touching. And I have a dead sheretz actually does only contaminate through touch and not by carrying. But then you don't have to wash the garments. To say a touching that's contaminated to wash the garments that it's not by masa, that we don't find. And therefore, again, if you have this pasuk of masa, we would rather translate it for carrying for masa and not for touching. And that's why we explained it regarding carrying it, because the masa by kibbutz, that we do find, that you'll have for carrying to wash the garments, and for touching, you won't have to wash the garments, because we find tumma like that, nevela. by dead animal, it contaminates the person, does not have to wash his garments. But Masa Kibbutz already carries in the veil, he has to wash the garments. So again, you have such a precedent for that, and therefore we're going to translate it as Masa and not Maga. Or Inam in the early sisters, another approach. It appears to me that you cannot say Masa means touching the Mei Nida in the Shir of Hazal. Because the Meha Nida Mashmahochi Mashmahochi, the terminology Mei Nida actually sounds like this way and that way, meaning Bein Yesh Ben Kishir, Bein Emem Kishir, whether it has the Shir Hazal or if it doesn't have. Mei Nida is whichever one. Well, the Ochila must look Mimaga, therefore we cannot have explained the Pasuk of Nazi regarding touching, because like Siv, we already have the Pasuk, but they gave a Mei Nida Itami. Whoever touches the Mei Nida is going to become Tami, which Mashmahochi Kishir, like we said, Mei Nida means even if it has the Shir Hazal, which Yitma says Yitma graded, it's just going to be regular Tuma, which is Tumakala, the lesser type of Tuma, which is but like Kivis Bogan, we're not washing the garments. Obviously, the other pasuk that requires washing the garments is obviously Toma Masa, not Maga. And so it says, Bahasha, now that we explained that Mei Nida actually means whether it has a Shir or doesn't, now Menicha Hadakama, now it also makes sense what the Gemara says, that, oh, why are we saying Masa in the terminology of Mazi? Because Adadur Kishir Azah, until you carry the amount of how much you need to spray. Because the Abu Kasaban Noisi Mei Nida Chavaz Bogan, had we said that if a woman was going to carry and we would use the terminology Mei Nida, we'd have to wash the garments. I mean, I would have said Ben Yesh Ben Kishir Ben Inben, whether it has the Shirza or not. Then we have to say specifically and call the Masa, not Masa, but Mazi, to tell you that specifically until you have the Shirza, because even if we say Mehanida, it doesn't mean anything. That Mehanida could be whether it has a Shir or if it does not have a Shir.